And I would even like for us to consider, with regard to public access, just the consideration. I do believe that there is certainly a value in having people who pay into the system have an opportunity to express themselves. And if there was a way for us to have, even if it's a couple of hours a week or 1 hour a week, where individuals that want to come on and talk about government-related activities in a non, I mean, where they have the freedom to say as they please, but give them that opportunity perhaps as well. I mean, it certainly wouldn't replace public access, but maybe it will still give a venue for individuals who want to come and speak about government activity, and they're paying our bill. They ought to have, I think they ought to have the opportunity to express themselves. So,
Commissioner Rose Verlita went further. She said she thought it was unfair that both Public Access and the Education Channel went from not getting any increases in the budget over the last 7 years to now being zeroed out. She said it might be fair if those channels' budgets were reduced, but not completely eliminated.
They didn't benefit in good times. And now what we're doing is we're going from Tampa Bay Cable Network from $355,000 to zero. Tampa Educational Cable Consortium from $519,000 to zero. That's like going down the road at 100 miles an hour and somebody grabs you by the neck and says, stop. So there's no warning, no opportunity to slow down, no opportunity to maybe look at something else to supplement what they're not going to get from the county. I don't think that's fair.
And Commissioner Ferlita said she had questions about why the Tampa Sports Commission was getting an increase.
And I know they bring in a lot of dollars because they bring in a lot of athletic events. However, that's another source from the general fund, countywide general fund. And it looks to me like there's an issue of balance. They're going in 07 from the general fund from $200,000 to $500,000 in 08 and 09. From the tourist tax fund, they're going from $250,000 to $400,000. When you look at some other categories here that are going to be hurting for funding, I think that this is pretty flush. This is pretty flush with money, and I think it's way, way out of balance.
But a few minutes later, Commissioner Ken Hagan said he also wanted to flag the Sports Commission's funding as well, but to increase its budget, not cut it.
When you bring in the ACC tournament, the Women's Final Four, the Hockey Frozen Four, the SEC tournament, the dollar impact is in the multi-millions, so I'd like to flag that for an increase, actually.
Later, Commission Chair Jim Norman seconded Hagan's comments, saying those major tournaments, like the ACC college basketball tournament last spring, brought in tens of millions of dollars to the county. He says the Sports Commission is providing its worth several fold.
We've got a potential coming in December looking at maybe the ACC football championship. I mean, that's on a million-dollar investment per year, on that kind of revenue return on investment. You want to run like a business? That's a business investment. That's funding a lot of these other things that we're talking about that we can fund other projects because it's bringing in and making money for us. And that's what I thought. You know, we cut something out like that and start whittling that away and that goes away, you can start cutting deeper in your budget because the things that the TDC and all that kind of stuff are funding goes away.
The county plans on not building 10 different fire stations and 7 libraries that were scheduled to be constructed. There is funding in place to build those facilities, but not ad valorem money in the budget to operate them. Because of that disparity, Commissioner Norman suggested that the county find a way to at least construct some of those facilities, because he said with the construction market down right now, the county could actually save some money.
What I would like to see is skeleton crews. If you went down and picked your top 1, 2, 3 or whatever, devise a skeleton crew aspect. And just like you did the building department, you know what? I believe a community that had I'm not picking a library like Commissioner Hagan said, whatever our priority list was. But you know what? I think they'd like it if it was open the weekends. Or you build it because you get it cheap now, and you put a management crew there on the weekends or something, or nights only. Or what I'm saying, better manage our investment. But if you can bring down the construction cost to a certain point, you have some flexibility in there and you'd have the project.